All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but
live from the lair.
I love saying that. All right, now, for those of you who've been following me for a while, you know what I'm about. Mainly to help men, because the system is killing us hand over fist. It is 2025. This no-fault divorce craziness came into full swing between 1976 and 1978. And I believe Ronald Reagan, when he was the governor of California, pretty much started this whole thing. Like, it was a good idea back then. Not really working out now. We are on our, third generation of dudes who have been exposed to this no-fault divorce fiasco. The way no-fault divorce works is simply this. For any reason, a woman or a man just file a motion with the local court for a divorce. Then they don't have to give any reason or justifications, what have you. Over the years, because of sympathy and men white knighting for women, we have allowed so many unjust laws to take place that most men know by now not to get married. Just don't do it.
Dreams of Another Life is a book about Robert Moorfield, a man who lived a life full of love and purpose for 10 years. He had a beautiful wife, two incredible children, and the warmth of a home filled with laughter and unforgettable moments. But when he suddenly wakes up in a hospital bed, weak and confused, he is confronted with a heartbreaking truth. None of it was real. His wife, his children, his entire world were all just a dream. The last thing Robert remembers before waking up is the face of his ex-wife and the gun in her hand. Want to know more? Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box to pick up your copy of Dreams of Another Life today, before you wake up and realize it was all just a dream.
Now, I know there's some people out there like, well, you know, what's going to happen with the civilization if men don't get married and they don't reproduce? Well, the civilization will come to an end or enter a period of extreme turmoil. And I'm going to be honest, I really think that is going to happen. Maybe not in 2-3 years or so, but at some point, the government is just not going to be able to maintain control over this country in total when the population is radically shrinking, when people lose enough faith in the system.
You have faith.
I don't. It even gets worse from there. I'm not going to go into it. Most men have lost faith in the system, and they're just not participating. I have watched where they have these single events where men just don't show up. And who can blame them? The women of today are morbidly obese. Yeah, you are. You suffer from either single or double Tourette's of the elbow, and instead of taking control of what you throw in your face, you push an ideology of beauty at any size. And you enforce incredible standards for the women, and men are not allowed to have any standards. The minute a man says, yeah, I want a woman that's height and weight proportionate, he's a misogynist. It has been nothing but the whip cracking of bullshit from the feminists. I just call them communists with tits. And it's destroying the Western world. It truly is. Now listen, if you are a man, life is already hard enough because you are 100% expendable and disposable. It's even worse now than it was back in the day. Because back in the day, you could be called up for being on a posse. You could be called up to be drafted for war. You could be called up to be on bucket brigades to put out fires. And men were killed all the time doing these duties. And in return, they received respect, they were allowed to vote, and be leaders in basically the Western civilization. And then the ladies came along, and feminism started pushing everything, and these women got all of the exact same benefits with none of the risks. So there's no downside for a woman, but for a man, it's all downside, especially when women want a man who's 6 feet or taller. Most men don't meet that standard, and it is beyond their control. It just is what it is. And they're being cut out of the equation due to factors they can't control. They want to have a man with a six-pack abs and a six-figure income, despite the fact that the average income is roughly $38,000 to $62,000 a year, depending upon your trade, location in the country, what have you, or the jobs you pick. And men do a majority of the dangerous jobs, the dirty, the uncomfortable, and the dangerous jobs. When a woman finds out a man is working in any of those industries, it's a ick factor. It's a turnoff. They want the white-collar guy who drives in, works at a desk, and pulls down a minimum of six figures. Those men are in short supply, especially that we've have Me Too and affirmative action. We have all kinds of companies out there who are filling key roles in the corporate structure that they have with women. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure some of them deserve to be there. Trying to make up for some kind of injustice from the past or some kind of past slights by doing this is absolutely insane. Because the term that came out was like 4 years ago, marriageable men. Women are complaining about the lack of marriageable men. And those are the men who have those kind of jobs. And let's just be honest, half the time, even if these ladies find that marriageable man, there's a 50-50 chance she will divorce him. And then you fall into the 80-80 rule. 80% of the time, the woman will file for divorce. And that only goes up if she's college educated. And 80% of the time, that man will be caught completely by surprise. He'll be devastated. Why participate? What is the upside for men?
Courtship is over. Now we make marriage.
I'm literally trying to teach the men out there using logic, reason, and comedy to ask a simple question in every single interaction that they have to do while living. And they need to ask themselves the question, what's in it for me?
Sell me marriage.
How about love?
Okay. If they can't answer that question, they want you to sacrifice yourself or your time. They want you to embrace the role of disposability and expendability wholeheartedly and use you up like a commodity. So what reward is there for the average man today? A divorce, his children, losing his house, you know, made homeless. Lots of guys are homeless for a certain amount of time after a divorce, and I'm included in that. So let's just look at some of this here. All right. Now, this is from Reddit. You can take this with a grain of salt. But this one here, this is from 4 months ago. The red pill, the MGTOW, it's starting to take effect. Women are starting to notice that men just are not participating anymore. They're just now starting to notice this en masse. There was a twinge here or there starting about 5-8 years back, and it's only been picking up steam. Now, this is a 23-year-old female here. None of the men in my age group are dating. What is happening? All right, now, this is what we got going on. I think this is a big problem with Gen Z. Actually, it's with all men nowadays. There's a lot of old boomers that have been ran through the ringer, and they're not getting married. They're not even looking. Maybe they'll buy a dog, chasing their excellence, going to the gym, doing sporting things, whatever, making money. And they've been ran through the ringer once, twice, sometimes three times because, you know, third time's a charm. I've heard that so many times. It just is what it is. All right, so this is a 23-year-old female noticing this. And you go through some of these comments. They talk about getting ghosted. There's a 25-year-old woman says she hasn't dated in 2 years for multiple reasons. And then there's a bunch of blaming. Usually dating apps, too many choices, not my fault. The men, it's all the men doing blah, blah, blah. They're misogynists. They hate women. And they're not. They're just waking up to the game. They know it's rigged. And the only way to win is to not play.
Strange game. The only winning mode is not to play.
Now let's check this one out here. This is from Vox. Why young men are so hopeless at dating. This is from February 12th, 2025. Again, you don't come here for me to read you the articles. Let's just pick some of these facts out of here. According to a 2022 Pew Research Center survey, 63% of men under 30 said they were single, compared to only 34% of women in the same cohort. So what is that telling you? That's a 2-to-1. That means A bunch of these women have no problem double, tripling up with the top tier dudes. They're totally cool being the side piece. And they don't want anything to do with the majority of the 63% of men under 30. So historically, when you look at this, when there is a huge glut of single men, bachelors, childless, usually after that happens, you can expect violence, conflict, and then that's just the way it goes. Those are historic examples, is what it is. Now, again, here we go. What are the men afraid of? Blaming men, pointing the finger. It's not our fault. It's their fault. It is what it is. Let's just wrap our head around this whole thing. And I'm going to say the words that most people don't want to hear. The Western civilization is collapsing. I'll say it one more time. The Western civilization is collapsing. And the amount of injustice that has been basically inflicted against half of the population of the West, i.e. men, they deserve to go to the dustbin of history. You cannot alienate 50% of your population and have it work out in a positive at the end. It's just not going to happen. Again, how do you build your trust in dating? With what men have been seeing out there, we are beyond the trust building phase. We are now in the survival phase for men.
We're a generation of men raised by women. I'm wondering if another woman is really the answer we need.
I do this to keep them from committing suicide, because we have a system that weaponizes love and hope against the men of the world. It generates an insane amount of pain, hopelessness, and what have you. Fuck that. All right, here we go. Gen Z romance gap. Why nearly half of young men aren't dating. And this is from February of 2024. And this is American Institute for Boys and Men. Again, you didn't come here for me to read to you, but they have a nice graph here. Generation Z, you can see here, not at all. Millennials, 32%, not at all. Gen X, that's where I fall under, 23%. They're not looking at all. Then you have the boomers, 20%. Again, this has been going on for three generations. Gen X, the millennials, and Gen Z. And you can see the mindset here. The baby boomers, 20%, not participating. Then it goes to 23% for Gen X. Millennials, 32, and Gen Z, 44. This is not good. We are in the mouse utopia experiment here. We are now at the phase where the male mice don't participate. They just eat, drink, groom, and get on with their lives. They really are done. I can't fault them. Let's move on to the next one here. The UK nightlife sector is arguably on the brink of collapse, with grassroots and independent music scenes being hit the hardest. Okay, this is also taking place in the United States. We have all kinds of bars and nightclubs. Just going under. We have strip clubs closing down because the men are not coming out of pocket. They don't give a shit anymore. They are focusing on themselves, chasing their excellence, which they should. And this isn't a hate thing. This isn't a violence thing. This is an about face kind of thing. If somebody's annoying you, you just turn away and ignore them. Now, if you're being attacked or bad-mouthed, or you're getting in a situation where you're just uncomfortable, the men are just turning away and they're not participating. And you're seeing it now basically in the real world. I mean, I've covered the bankruptcies of some of the national wedding companies out there. Some of them have filed bankruptcy 2-3 times because men aren't getting married anymore. The stats I see is between 5.1 and 6.3 out of 1,000 are getting married in current year. That is the lowest it has been since the Civil War, when they started actually tracking those statistics. I believe you can find those on the CDC website. You just gotta dig for them. That's not good, man. And then we have this one here, the nightclub industry statistics. So they're saying there's 21,000 nightclubs in the United States. Got it. The average nightclub spends $75,250 on sound and lighting systems. Okay, and that's because the atmosphere in the club is influenced by music and the lighting. That's just the way it goes. Average American spends $164 a year on the nightlife. I do not. I think, what was the last time I actually went to a nightclub? I think maybe while I was stationed at Utica, New York, I went to a nightclub event. It was just a bar. It usually was just a bar, but on that particular night, they had a nightclub thing. Wasn't that successful? I would just usually went there to grab a beer and a burger on my way. All right, we have 1.5 million people working in that industry. The average nightclub generates 75% of its revenues from alcohol sales. If you are not filling your nightclub, you're not selling alcohol. You can't overcharge for something that people aren't buying. And one of the things that drove men to go into these nightclubs was chasing poon. I know this because I used to do the same thing in my 20s. Men today aren't chasing poon anymore because the juice is not worth the squeeze. You're going to see all kinds of these nightclubs going under here. It's going to start happening, especially with the economy, you know, after the dictator-in-chief Biden, his 4 years, which tanked the economy, it's just going to get worse. And then we have this one here. Why don't men attend singles events? And this is from May of 2024. So it is April of 2025, so this is almost a year old. It just is what it is. Again, I'm just pointing this out here. This is the medium. You can look at it yourself. This is now entering mainstream. It's not going to be able to be ignored much longer. And this is the final one for the night. Dating events in the city struggle with one major thing, and this is from February 1st of 2024. It's over a year ago. So they say New York City's full of eager single women. Straight men, not really. Not so much. Actually, this is quite common for women to move to the big cities out there trying to find that top-tier man and literally will waste a decade there and their youth just to go back to where they came from, carrying the white flag of surrender and dragging their dignity and pride behind them because they got schooled. They got used, abused, and disposed of. That's just the way it goes. Now, I'm covering this today because you guys need to know that your efforts are starting to pay off. And it's just a matter of time before Red Pill and MGTOW guys break into the mainstream. They're not going to be able to ignore it forever. We've had them attack Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan. Now, I agree with a lot of stuff Mr. Tate has to say, but not 100%. And there's some things I don't approve of, but that is true of virtually everyone I deal with. It is what it is. And he was persecuted. They seized his assets. He was under house arrest, and he was actually in jail for a decent amount of time. And it was basically the communists with tits coming after him because they can't have anyone speaking to men out there and teaching them the truth and the reality that's going on. Can't have that. They're the enemy. They hate women. They must be attacked, thoroughly eviscerated, and disposed of. Well, good luck with that. It is 2025. By 2030, between 42 to 50% of all of the women out there are going to be single without children. And you're going to see this ramp up even more. Because, ladies, if you're in your 20s or early 30s now, the world belongs to you. But once you go north of 40, you're going to wind up in box wine and cat land.
Stop! Don't touch me there!
And 40 to 80 is a long fucking time.